And with me this morning is Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how's the month?
Burr.
I mean, cold. Besides the weather. Unless there's
cold.
Any law enforcement issues with the weather?
Nothing more than usual, really. A few more cars in a ditch. We had a couple of those snowstorms.
Oh, yeah.
But nothing real drastic. We now with armor, we can listen to State Patrol down in Duluth from Virginia. And, you get down in Duluth area, between Duluth and Two Harbors and that area, they were just been really getting busy.
Oh, they
we're
had sort of very, black ice
yeah,
all over
black
the place.
Ice. And so we've been fortunate. But up here, it's, nothing, maybe a little bit more car in ditches. But with weather, you expect that when we get a snowstorm and slippery roads. But we've been very fortunate with that. Otherwise,
well, since we last talked, we've had Christmas and New Year's. How did things go over the holidays? It's usually a little rough as far as some, particularly domestics and that kind of thing.
Yeah, on Christmas, well, it would have been early Christmas morning and then Christmas Day, we had a couple of domestic-related calls. And they were more family-related. They weren't physical in nature, but unfortunately, one individual had to be transported down to detox and just had to resolve another family issue, separate the parties. And it seems like Christmas time emotions are a little bit higher. I can't say it's common, but I think overall nationwide, there's a lot more. Your domestics tick up around the holidays. And of course, we saw that this year up in Grand Marais. But again, nothing. From a perspective of a crime, there was nothing like that, but just more family disputes that we had to get involved in, and that's unfortunate. But hopefully those families can resolve their issues and get on a better track.
I understand that kind of an interesting snowmobile issue.
Yes. As we always say, we have the front row seat to the greatest show on earth when you're in law enforcement. Sometimes we don't always catch the smart ones. It's probably majority. This gentleman was up here. It was either his girlfriend or his wife, and they were staying at the Best Western. And apparently we were driving around Grand Marais and saw a snowmobile on a trailer. I don't know if it was a snowmobile or snowmobiles. I can't remember, but on a trailer, and decided that he liked them, so he hooked up to them. And then, went back to Best Western to sleep off the evening. And, of course, the owner saw the snowmobile sitting there on the trailer hooked up to this vehicle. And I think at first thought, somebody was playing a prank on him. It was Christmas, early Christmas morning. And so grabbed the snowmobiles, unhooked them, and brought them back to where he had them. Unfortunately, this gentleman was determined to get these snowmobiles at 7 in the morning, and he drove by, got up in the morning, saw that the snowmobiles were unhooked from his vehicle, and saw the snowmobile trailer parked back where it was outside, and so he went back down there, hooked up to him, and was in the process of hooking up, and then the owner saw this vehicle that was the snowmobiles were hooked up to earlier. And so he went out, and sure enough, the guy was backing up to his snowmobiles again. So he yelled at him, and the guy took off. And then we got called. They had checked, him and his girlfriend had checked out of the Best Western. And then one of our deputies, Deputy Gilmore, caught up to him west of Grand Marais here and proceeded to arrest him. So
he was a determined man.
Very determined. I don't know what else you can say. If you're... You steal something and then you go back to the motel and leave your vehicle and the snowmobile's hooked up to your vehicle outside the Best Western right next to the place where you stole them from. We don't always catch the smart ones, and that's certainly an example of one of those.
Okay.
He didn't get his snowmobiles. I don't know.
Merry Christmas. Huh?
Very Merry Christmas.
Well, speaking of booking people for doing the dumb things and others, but we've talked over the months here about the increase in bookings over last year. What did we end up with?
We ended up with 153 bookings this year, and compared to 2012, that was a 50% increase. We were at 103. Yeah. At the end of 2012, and we booked in 153 at the end of this year. So we booked in two so far in 2014. So, you know, I mean, and, you know, we say that we don't catch the smart ones, and good people make mistakes. And, you know, I think a majority of the people we book in the jail are they're good people. They just make bad decisions. And it was a busy year for us. 2013.
That translates into money too.
It certainly does.
Just a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I have a jail budget, which is my 250 account, and in that budget I have a line item for a professional costs, and so that's where my funding is for housing inmates, medical needs, laundry, room and board, basically. Yeah. And of course, because we're only a 72-hour-old facility, anybody that's kept that can't post bail or doesn't qualify for any kind of supervised release, we have to hold them in another facility until their next court date. And so majority of our inmates go to Two Harbors, Lake County, and or Aiken County. And, you know, and that's average $50 a day. And so when we have 8, 9, 10 people in custody, and they can't post bail and don't qualify for any kind of release, you know, that's, you know, $450-$500 a day. And then you do that over 30 days, well, now we're up to, what, $15,000 a month just for those housing costs. And that doesn't, you know, so now you're up to around $100,000, you know, basically just to house inmates elsewhere. And now you got to, you know, consider the costs internally. We, you know, we do house inmates here on work release. And so, you know, there's a cost for meals and doing laundry and stuff like that and all their medical costs. And it adds up. You know, I budgeted $110,000 for 2013 and, you know, kind of on par what we've had in the past. And of course, we just kind of blew that out of the water. I think the last I checked, we were up at around $170,000. So we're around, you know, $60,000-$70,000 over budget. This is something you really can't control.
Okay, we've been speaking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, and he stops in at least once a month to talk about what's been going on. And, well, we'll be interested to see how the new year unfolds.
We certainly will. Hopefully, I think some warmer weather's coming up, so things should improve here in the short near future.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.